This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron described a coup that ousted Niger's elected leader as dangerous for the Sahel on Friday as Western powers scramble to preserve a key ally in the insurgent-stricken region. Quote, this coup is completely illegitimate and profoundly dangerous for Nigerians, for Niger, and for the whole region, Macron said, while also calling for the release of President Mohamed Bazoum. Bazoum has been confined to his residence since Wednesday by his own presidential guard. Russian and Chinese delegates have joined North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at a parade showing his newest missiles. AP correspondent Karen Thomas reports.
North Korean state TV, KRT, showed streets and stands packed with tens of thousands of mobilized spectators who roared in approval as soldiers stomped and huge intercontinental ballistic missiles rolled by. Kim attended the parade with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chinese ruling party official Li Hongzhen as he displayed his most powerful nuclear-capable missiles in a military parade. The parade marks a major war anniversary and is a show of defiance against the United States as the North deepens ties with Moscow. I'm Karen Chamas.
Typhoon Doksuri swept into southern China on Friday, unleashing heavy rain and violent gusts of wind that whipped power lines and sparked fires, uprooted trees, and ripped off part of a stadium roof. The typhoon is the most powerful to make landfall in China this year, and the second strongest to hit the southern Fujian province since a typhoon in 2016 forced the closure of schools, businesses, and the evacuation of workers from offshore oil and gas fields, state media said. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are visiting Pacific Island nations this week and will meet with their Australian counterparts in Brisbane on Saturday to discuss economic and security issues. Senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with New Zealand's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister in Wellington and invited them to engage with AUKUS, the security pact between the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin have both visited Pacific Island nations this week, with Austin becoming the first U.S. Defense Secretary to visit Papua New Guinea and Blinken the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Tonga, where he dedicated the opening of a new U.S. embassy in the tiny kingdom. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The head of Israel's Air Force said on Friday the country's enemies might exploit a political crisis triggered by an overhaul of the judiciary, while Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denied it would undermine its democracy. Tomer Bar said his forces needed to remain vigilant and prepared after Parliament on Monday passed the first of Netanyahu's widely contested changes, removing the Supreme Court's authority to void what it deems unreasonable decisions by governments and ministers. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now facing new charges in his Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. They come levied on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
On Thursday, U.S. prosecutors charged Trump with three new criminal counts and added a third defendant. The case relates to the material that Trump transferred to his Mar-a-Lago residence and was later seized by the FBI last year.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's take a closer look at what Trump stands accused of. The new indictment alleges Trump retained one more document containing national defense information than was listed in the original charges. It references an incident in which Trump, during an interview at the Florida residence Mar-a-Lago, presented the document to several individuals without security clearance, while bragging about a, quote, plan of attack against another country.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. An overloaded passenger boat that capsized in a Philippine lake has killed 26 people, the Coast Guard said Friday, as the search continues for those missing. The wooden outrigger was carrying about 70 people on its regular run near the capital Manila on Thursday when the accident happened. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.